table and then have his toys underneath.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Always
that's
thinking.
A really good idea.
Yeah.
And then I could put a plant on it or something.
Mm-hmm. I need to send you pictures of plants that I need to get rid of.
I will gladly take them. If mm-hmm. they're low light plants.
Yeah.
For now, because these seem to be doing really well.
You get a lot of decent light in here, though.
Yeah, but not like direct light.
They don't need, plants don't usually need direct light.
Yeah.
They just
that
cook.
Guy I put right here in the summer.
Yeah.
And he does pretty good.
Yeah, that's plenty of light.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll look at your plants. Mm-hmm. Jamie says it's witchcraft that you brought that plant back because I sent her a picture.
Did she really?
She was just like, I don't know what's happening. Well, but
there
witchcraft.
Was, I do have to say, there was like three individual plants mm-hmm. like in a cluster, and two of them died. And then
survival of the fittest.
One survived and is flowering now. It's just a peace lily.
Yeah.
But it's pretty. I also have Tom and Abby's peace lily. She.
It's like all of the bullshit plants that people are just like, I don't know what to do with. It's dying. And they're just like, here.
Yeah. Rachel just gave me, she gave me like an English ivy looking thing. Mm-hmm. That one, fingers crossed, because her cats were eating it. And then the cats must think it's a snack because when I put it in the window, the cats were chewing on it. So
yeah,
I'm hoping that one comes around. And then somebody gave her this like flowering shrub thing. Mm-hmm. That I was supposed to take today and I didn't.
Oh, I want to get a couple plants for the top of that.
Yeah.
And have it hang down because I have to be very strategic where I put plants because Oberon will eat them.
Yeah.
100%.
Why don't you take that plant and put it up there and then the vines will hang down the sides of it.
I could do that.
Or really either one.
Yeah.
Probably that one because that one's kind of tall. It might not have enough space up
yeah.
there.
Yeah. I don't know.
What?
Probably. Now I'm like looking at my plants.
Yeah. I want to take a cutting of that sometime. Stacy's got one and its leaves are like that, but the light part of the leaves are like really bright green, like in your shirt green. Like
ooh.
This color, like a lime green.
That'd be pretty.
I know.
I always see on Marquette County Classifieds people getting rid of plants and they're all like beautiful. One of them was very variegated and she was selling it for like a ton of money.
Yeah, there's all sorts of like philodendrons that have like white in them or pink in them that are hundreds of dollars.
That's well, last summer I tagged you in that one. Somebody was getting rid of one with pink in it.
Yeah.
And people were just like, that much money for a plant?
It's called like Pink Princess or something
yeah.
like that.
And people that, like, know plants are commenting, like, yeah, this is actually a really good deal. Like,
when we were in Florida, I went into a fancy plant store.
Ooh.
And it had little, like, propagated cuttings. Mm-hmm. So it was just one leaf and, like, a little thing.
$200.
Of moss. Yeah. And the person that worked there, like, followed you around like you're at a jewelry store.
Well, $200 plant cuttings.
And they had whole trays of them, all different kinds. It was really neat to look at.
Yeah.
And, like, I mean, we flew there. I wasn't sure how I would bring back a plant, even if I wanted one.
TSA, it's a plant.
Do you follow them on Instagram?
I do.
Their shit is so funny.
It's pretty good.
I've probably asked you about that already.
There's one that I saw recently of somebody with a cooler full of spices. And they were just like, you can absolutely take all of these spices. And it was a ton of spice puns. And it was just, it was good.
They did a sword one the other day because a guy had a cane.
Mm-hmm.
Sword. Yeah. And they were making all sorts of sword puns.
Lucius Malfoy, except I think it's a wand cane.
Oh.
Where he like pulls.
Yeah. He would never have an actual sword.
No. Why?
Just it pulls out like another wand. Like.
You can buy a replica.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder, you should ask TSA if you can take it.
Can I take wands?
I was on the wrong page.
They're more dangerous than swords in the right hands.
I suppose, yeah.
Not really.
What?
My Strava is going off.
Did somebody kudos your run?
Kimber did.
I think they're getting back today.
Oh, that's nice. Where were they?
Chicago.
Mm.
Okay. I'm excited to go to Chicago, but we're only going to be there for like one full day.
Yeah.
So I kind of have to narrow down what we want to do. Greg wants to go to the Field Museum, and I want to go to the Planetarium.
Ooh, Field Museum.
So I don't know.
Can't you do both? How long does it take to do the Field Museum?
It's big, so a long time. And we're doing a race.
I feel like I've been... Oh, yeah.
So we're doing a race at 7 a.m. Chicago time. And then we'll be done, whatever. Go eat, shower, probably take a nap. So by the time...
Naps are for the week. You don't need a nap. Just drink coffee.
I probably
sleep on the plane or the car ride. You'll be
the
fine.
The car ride where? To Chicago?
Yeah. Aren't you guys driving? Or flying?
No. We're driving down the night before.
Oh.
Yeah. We're driving down for a 7 a.m. race.
We're leaving
at midnight.
Like, if you drive down the day before...
But that's what I mean.
Oh, yeah. Never mind. Sorry. I don't know. I'm all over the place.
Yeah, we're going to drive down the night before, so we can't go to the museum or the planetarium at 5 o'clock at night or whatever time we get there.
That's true.
We can maybe go out to dinner.
When we did the princess races, I've never seen Mike grumpier in my entire life. Mike and Matt both.
Why? What happened?
So for the Disney races, you have to be at the corral for 3 a.m. They start the races at...
I almost spit my drink just now.
At 5 a.m. because you have to be done before the park opens. Mike and Matt, I have a picture of both of them, and they're sitting in like the American Cancer Society tent where Amy used to work. They're sitting there with a blanket, and they just...
What time's the park open?
Miserable. 8.
Why did they have to go with you?
They ran the 10K.
The 10K started at 5 a.m.?
Both the 10K and the half started at 5 a.m.
What time's the park open?
8.
That's fucking stupid.
Yes.
I'd have better luck staying up all night.
That's we went to bed or tried to go to bed at like 7. So the day of the half, it was just Amy and I. And we're, like, getting ready and stuff. And we go there for 3 or 3:30.
Mm-hmm.
And we run and stuff, come back, take, like, an hour or two nap, and then go hit the parks for, like, 9 a.m.
I thought you just said naps were for the week.
I know. But we took an hour-long nap. It was not an all-day nap.
I didn't say I was going to.
Oh.
If the race is at 7, and we'll get done at, like, 9-ish. Yeah.
That's true.
Then eating, showering, and nap, we won't get into any of the museums until like 11, maybe noon.
Okay. I was thinking you were going to get into the museum at like 2 or 3, and I'm like, I don't know. My day's all
fucked up. You're not making any more sense.
Well, I thought you were going to like get done running, take like a 2 or 3 hour nap, and then go.
3 hours of sleep is a sleep. It's not a nap.
It's a coma. all right.
I just took a year-long nap. You mean a coma?
You took like a million-hour nap. Dane Cook is the best. Anyway. Hello, everyone. My name's Chelsea.
I'm Erin.
And this is Slasher Movie Review. On tonight's episode of Slasher Movie Review, we're going back to England. For William Brent Bell's 2016 horror movie, The Boy. The Boy is available on Sci-Fi and Apple TV if you're subbed to those. You can also rent it on Amazon Prime for $2.99. It's an hour and 37 minutes. It was written by Stacey Minear, and it stars Lauren Cohen as Greta. She was in The Walking Dead and Supernatural. Rupert Evans as Malcolm. He was in Hellboy and The New Charmed. He was one of the directors, and he acted in it also. James Russell as Brahms, the adult. spoiler. he voiced one of the characters in Red Dead Redemption 2, the video game. Jet Klein plays Brahms the child. He was in WandaVision and Multiverse of Madness. He plays Wanda's kid, or one of them.
Okay.
Jim Norton plays Mr. Heelshire. He was in American History X and Harry Potter Chamber of Secrets. Diana Hardcastle plays Mrs. Heelshire, and she was in The Midsommar Murders, which I really want to watch now.
I haven't watched it either.
Because there have been a ton of people who've been in it.
Yeah.
And then I added this guy later because after watching the film, Ben Robson plays Cole, and he was in Vikings and Animal Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He definitely has that like Viking look too.
Yes. So. I can't remember. I read the name. I don't remember him in Vikings, but I mean, there's a million of them. Yeah. And
I think I'm going to start watching that. Because I just finished all of the story arcs in Assassin's Creed Valhalla, which is heavy Viking.
It's yeah.
All Viking stuff. So I'm like, I might dabble into Viking and Norse stuff because it's super interesting.
Yeah, I think you'd like the show a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the, who's the guy that played Eric Northman?
Alexander Skarsgård.
Yes, one of the Skarsgård brothers is in it.
Yeah. Oh, I can't remember
yeah.
who it is. But
and he's really good in it.
Because there's Pennywise, and then there's Eric Northman, and then there's the Vikings guy.
Yes. There's a couple other ones, too. The family's big.
Yeah.
Okay. This film is about a nanny that gets hired.
Per usual, right?
Yeah, an American nanny that gets hired in England. And she doesn't meet the boy before she gets there. When she gets there, why? It's a doll.
It's a doll.
A creepy-ass porcelain doll.
Named Brahms.
Brahms.
Mm-hmm.
The castle, or their home, is actually in British Columbia.
Yes.
It's the Craigsderick, yeah. Which I actually looked up.
Craigsderick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I looked up a video on like how to pronounce that.
I did too, because I was very uncertain.
Because it's not spelled, I would not pronounce it that way.
It's very like Scottish
yeah.
spelling.
It mm-hmm. was built by Robert Dunsmuir. He died before completion. It was like late 1800s, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
His son James took over the construction because I think they still had like a year and a half left of building. His son James commissioned the Hatley Castle, which we talked about
yes.
in the Changeling.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I kind of want to go to British Columbia now to check out these sweet mansions.
Yeah. So Little Women was filmed there also, or like parts of Little Women, the 1994 one with Winona Ryder.
At this castle?
Mm-hmm. That was the only one that I could find that's been filmed there that I recognized anyway.
Well, it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't win any awards. It was nominated for a few things. Lauren Cohen was nominated. It won GQ's Most Underrated Horror Movie of 2016. That was like
strange.
Or GQ said it was it didn't win it. GQ said oh, that it was the yeah. most underrated horror movie. It got pretty bad reviews.
Yeah.
I liked it. But I mean, we'll talk about that later yes. on. But all right. So
anytime I think of like, it's always an American woman coming back from tragedy. She takes a nanny position in the UK somewhere or somewhere foreign.
And I wonder what background she had to like.
Because the woman in Bly Manor was like a elementary school teacher. So yeah. like she had kind of a background in childcare and like stuff like that. But she too was fleeing from tragedy.
I can't. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I couldn't remember Bly Manor for a second.
Mm-hmm.
So Lauren Cohen, Beautiful. She plays Greta.
She's a lovely, lovely person.
Yes.
She's born American, but grew up in the UK, which is why she has a British accent.
Okay. Mm-hmm. She's nannying for an 8-year-old. Getting driven out there by a taxi.
Allegedly 8-year-old.
Allegedly. Nannying for an 8-year-old. The house is beautiful. I thought it was funny. I wanted to comment. So she takes her shoes off. She walks in the door of the house and takes her shoes off. Do you take your shoes off in that kind of house?
I don't think so.
No.
Like, they have, like, well, she is the nanny. So wouldn't she be the one cleaning and stuff too? Or would they have other help for that?
They
other
probably
help?
Have.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. Because his Brahms's schedule is pretty strict.
It's pretty strict, and I don't know, given the situation, if they would have a lot of people in and out of the house.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Aside from Malcolm, the grocery man.
Yeah. She's also told to wait in the parlor or, like, sitting room, and she immediately starts wandering around the whole house.
Of course. Why wouldn't you?
That frustrated me.
Yeah.
So that's when she meets Malcolm. He's there to deliver groceries. She meets Miss Heelshire, and she immediately comments that she's not wearing shoes.
Yes. Immediately.
So
where are your shoes? She's kind of like cold to her.
I mean, she doesn't want to get too attached.
No. Because there have been several.
She meets Brahms. Mom introduces him.
So, I had never seen this before.
You've never seen it?
Never seen it before.
Did you expect the ending?
No.
Okay, anyway.
I did not.
At any time, did you think there might be more to it?
I did, but I didn't know what.
This has an interesting twist ending. I had no idea the first
time
I watched
it. What a twist.
And I think you wanted to watch this because you... Sometimes I'll suggest a movie and... You wait like a day before you post anything on social media. And this one, I'm like, how about we do The Boy immediate, like within an hour?
Well, because it was Monday.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, we need to get something out.
Okay.
Yep.
I wasn't sure because you were just like,
I was
on it.
Yeah.
Okay. What were you?
Ending. We'll get to it.
Yeah.
Yes.
So... Miss Heelshire, like, is holding this doll like a child, and, like, she talks to him and says, you know, you be a good boy.
So, I wasn't expecting any of this. Like, I knew that Greta was going to...
You were expecting just, like, haunted doll?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Kind of like a Bly thing. Like, oh, the doll is inhabited by a spirit. Like... ghosty things. I suppose more paranormal than...
They go through his schedule, which is reading, dressing him, what to do at dinner, like...
Feeding him.
Yeah. And...
Wild.
That kind of gives you a hint to the end because they make all the meals and then they put them in the freezer.
Why? Why would they put them in the freezer?
And then when they get grocery deliveries, Malcolm takes the trash out.
Yeah.
Like.
It's just strange.
It is really strange.
Very strange.
They.
And she, Mrs. Heelshire, when they're reading, she says you have to read in a loud voice.
Music has to, you know, he likes his music louder than I would choose to listen to it. And when you read a loud, clear voice.
Like, there are some hints that hint to the ending, but.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mr. Heelshire explains the situation to her. Like, they go outside. There's rat traps everywhere, which really doesn't. That doesn't make any. Doesn't really go to the story.
It doesn't go to the story, but it fits in at the end.
Yeah. Wait, what?
The bag of rats.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
anyway, they trap rats. Well, Mr. Heelshire explains kind of the situation and says, our son is here very much and very much with us. As she's kind of
she's like, okay,
why am I caring for this doll? That night, Greta, she gets hired.
Yeah.
Which I kind of wondered why. And they said they've had like other nannies apply.
That were older.
None as young and as pretty, which is also creepy.
It's very creepy.
This, oh, it's also rated PG-13, and they had a different storyline that was R.
Ooh, I did look into that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Where it was, like, a little more graphic. Greta calls her friend. That's when you find out about her ex, Cole. They kind of mentioned
it's a restraining order.
It's her sister?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. And Cole is, like, going to her house. Like, looking for her.
I have a lot of...
Or going to her friend's house.
Yes.
Sister's house.
Sister's house, and her sister has a 10-year-old boy.
Yeah.
But that comes into play later.
Mm-hmm. Brahms trashes his room.
What? Yes. And Greta is missing her shoes.
Yeah.
She can't find them anyplace.
So her shoes that she left by her bag by the front door went missing.
And Mrs. Heelshire is just like, well, Brahms is quite playful.
Yeah.
It's just strange.
It's very real strange. Brahms trashes the room. The parents are leaving for holiday. Convenient. She's there for
a day.
One night and mm-hmm. they're already bailing on her. I thought that was, and then they go over the rules, which, did you write them down?
I didn't write them down.
What the fuck? You always
do. But I'm sure it would be quite easy to use this.
Technology.
That you have at your
fingertips. Mm-hmm. Well, I think, like, there was two lists. There was one of his, like, daily routine, and then there was one, and it was the list of rules.
Yes.
Did you find them? No.
I did kind of. Keep going. Keep talking.
Okay. Well, anyway, they print out the rules, leave them for her, you know, and it's like actually caring for a little boy. So she's got to like put his jammies on him, tuck him in, give him a kiss goodnight, read him a bedtime story.
Got him.
Okay.
Number one, no guests. Number two, never leave Brahms alone.
She breaks that too.
Yeah. Number three, save meals in the freezer. Breaks that too.
Mm-hmm.
Four, never cover Brahms' face.
She breaks that one.
She does break that one.
Mm-hmm.
Five, read a bedtime story. Six, play music loud. Seven, clean the traps. Eight, only Malcolm brings deliveries. Nine, Brahms is never to leave. 10, kiss goodnight.
Yes. So on the very first night that she's there by herself, she covers Brahms with a blanket. She says, you're fucking creepy.
Yeah, she essentially is just like, no thank you, pours herself a glass of wine.
Yep. Passes out in a chair.
Yep.
Passes out. She wakes up to a thunderstorm at night and hears a child crying. Well, that was a nightmare.
Yeah.
I, at this point, wrote, I love Lauren Cohen. Because in the nightmare, she's wearing this, like, silk pajamas, like, walking down the steps, like,
she's
looking
so
for
pretty.
A crying kid. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She goes in, checks on the doll. When she checks on the doll, he's moved, I think.
He's moved. Yeah.
He's moved. He's sitting in a chair
mm-hmm.
in his room. The roof's leaking, so it looks like he's crying. Like, the water's
and
dripping on his face.
Kind of, like, gets this look, like, holy shit.
Like, what the fuck? Well, she realizes that the roof's leaking, so she tries to get up to the attic. When she's trying to get up to the attic, she gets a crank call of just, like, somebody breathing.
Yeah.
Malcolm shows up with food. I think this is the next day.
Yeah. Well, she finds the photo album of Brahms when he's a child.
She finds that in the attic.
She went up to the attic.
She can't get in the attic that night.
Oh, okay. I watched this a few days ago.
Malcolm shows up with food and she starts asking him questions.
As you do.
So it turns out that the real boy, Brahms, had died in a fire in 1991.
He was 8 on his 8th birthday.
Yes. So it was almost 20 years ago. That's what she says.
Yeah.
He also kind of convinces her to go out on the town that he was going to show her around that night.
Is this when he tells her, like, what happened on his birthday?
No.
Okay.
That comes later.
Yeah.
So she's kind of like, all right, you know, he was flirty with her the first time they met.
That she's, like, getting out of a bad relationship.
Yeah.
But, like, no thank you.
Well, the first time.
Yeah.
The second time, he kind of talks her into going out. So she talks to her friend about her sister. Sorry. She talks to her sister about the date. And her sister says, are you going to wear your coral dress?
As she's holding it up, looking
in the mirror.
I'm like, oh.
Like, yeah, you're going to wear the dress that you look super hot in.
Yeah.
While she's sitting there, so her room is like adjoined?
Adjacent. Like, hallway. Brahms's room is like diagonally across the hallway.
It's across the hallway.
Yeah.
She sees Brahms sitting on the bed, like watching her, like sitting up, looking at her.
I have a problem with dolls anyway, so I would have said fucks to this.
Yeah. So she's kind of creeped out. She takes a shower. When she gets out of the shower, none of her clothes are in her room.
No. Which, she takes her jewelry off, too. Do you take your jewelry off when you shower?
No.
I don't either.
I think some people do, though.
Yeah. Because some people, like, if they have, like, big diamond stuff.
If I had bigger jewelry, I would take it off.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I just have a band and my necklace. Mm-hmm. I take my watch off.
Yeah.
But.
That's it.
My watch screen is also cracked, so I worry about how waterproof it is.
Water infiltrating the device.
Yes. Don't want that to happen. I go to hit the button one day and it's just like the little raindrops, like that happens to phones.
That happened to mom's phone once.
Didn't she drop it in the dog dish?
She dropped it in the dog dish, and when she picked it up, it was the umbrella with raindrops. This is like back in the day.
My phone now, if moisture gets in, it will tell me that there's moisture in it and that I can't plug it in to charge it. And then it will tell me, like, when it's safe. Like, I dropped it in the snow. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't, like, going to wreck it, but, like, a little tiny bit of snow got in, like, the charging area. And it said, like, water detected and charging, blah, blah, blah.
Like, hold off on charging it for a while.
Or else you'll wreck your phone.
Ew.
Yeah. Okay, so she's just in a towel. And the towel is gigantic. Did you notice this?
I did.
Was it a blanket? No.
No, it's a towel. It's like a towel. Big bath towel. Big bath towels. I don't own one.
They do, but I'm saying that my bath towels, when I wrap them around, are like mid-thigh. And this was like ankle-length towel.
It was a longer towel. Yeah. I don't know. They're rich people. Maybe they have different towels.
Maybe.
They have blanket towels.
When you go to the UK, let me know how big the towels are there.
Yeah, I'll take a picture.
Maybe they're just big towels. Anyway, so all her dresser drawers are open. The attic is also open.
Ugh. So would you go in the attic?
I don't know. All her clothes are missing, and she thinks someone's in the house.
That's true.
I probably would have went down and waited for Malcolm.
Absolutely. Since
he was going to be there like fairly soon.
Mm-hmm.
And be like, this creepy shit's happening. Will you go up in the attic and look?
What? You get murdered first. No, you get murdered first.
Well, I mean, what would you do?
Yeah, I would have waited down there.
So she goes up into the attic. The door immediately slams shut. And it's like one of those pull down
those
staircases.
Like drop stairs that are in scary movies.
I'm sure they're in real homes.
Yes.
I've never lived in a home with one.
No.
But it's the kind where you have like a hook or chain hanging down from the ceiling. Yeah. And you pull it down and the
it's the same one that was in Sinister.
Yeah.
Yep.
And in Home Alone too. Isn't yes. the stairway like that to the attic?
Anytime I think of Home Alone, I think of the hide a bed.
What?
Like he has to Kevin or whoever has to share the hide a bed with Fuller. Ah, Fuller, what's the bed? Don't you remember that?
Yeah, I always, when I think of Home Alone, I think of when I grow up and get married, I'm living alone.
I'm living alone.
Yeah, so she's trapped in the attic. While she's in the attic, While she's in the attic, she sees Malcolm pull up to the door. Now, he knocks on the front door, and I feel like in a house that size, he would have just walked in and, like, waited.
He's familiar with the house.
Yeah.
Like... And they had plans, so wouldn't he have gone in and waited, and if he didn't hear from her, he'd be like, hey, like...
Not, like, knock on the door, wait a few minutes, and leave.
No.
That seemed really
especially
strange to me.
Especially her being by herself. In a house with a doll, like I feel like,
yeah,
I would have gone in and been like, hello.
So she's up on whatever floor in this mansion in the attic. Well, she's in the attic, not whatever floor, anyway,
the top floor.
There's like the vents, and she's yelling out the vents, and he can't hear her.
Yeah, but it's storming.
Yeah,
it's like thundering and shit out.
I didn't think it was thundering still, I thought it was
just raining,
just windy. This is fun because when did you watch this, like a week ago?
Yeah. It was.
You're like, wait, what happened
Wednesday
then?
Night?
So she's.
It's like our early ones when we were just like, meh.
Like, I don't really remember what happened.
Death and murder.
I feel like he would have walked in. While she's trapped up there, she turns around and sees a figure, falls, and passes out.
All night. Convenient.
Greg said that would have been like a traumatic brain injury. To, like, be unconscious,
like that long.
Be unconscious for...
Until daylight.
Until daylight. So, think that happened at, like... Maybe he's picking up at, like, 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
For a date. And then she wakes up at 6 in the morning. So she's unconscious for 9 hours. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was kind of weird. Oh, she has a cell phone, but her cell phone doesn't work there.
Yeah.
I was going to say, like, I wouldn't have went up there without a cell phone.
But it doesn't. Yeah, she gets
she could have
signal.
At least used the flashlight on it. She could have shined it out the window.
Like, hey!
Hey, come and save me. She finds the photo albums of...
Young Brahms.
So I think maybe she has, like, a little sympathy at that point. Like...
Yeah.
Attic door miraculously opens. So,
weird.
Yeah, she gets out. Her room's trashed, but her clothes are there again.
She was being punished for not following the rules.
She was being punished.
Poor Greta.
She calls Malcolm. He comes over there to investigate.
Yeah.
And then when they're screwing around with the attic ladder, it went up on its own.
Yeah.
Convenient.
Convenient.
Mm-hmm.
Is this where they go walk through the garden?
No. Oh. This is the part where they play pool.
Shit. I wrote notes. I really did.
Malcolm tells her about a talk he had with Mr. Heelshire.
Mm-hmm.
And he just explained Brahms as being odd.
As a child, yeah.
Yeah, just an odd child.
Mm-hmm.
Because she kind of wanted to know, like, his personality and everything.
Yeah, because Malcolm is 28.
Yeah.
Like,
so
yeah.
He would have been around the same age.
Yeah.
She talks to her sister again, finds out that Cole has her address.
This pissed me off to no end.
Why?
And I understand that, like, no, it pissed me off for Greta. Like, I was super angry for her.
Okay.
Because I understand that it was, like, her sister's kid that, like, gave Cole her address. But I feel like in a situation like that where Greta had been in the hospital, I can only assume more than once.
Yeah.
Because of Cole, they would have been more like, no.
Careful with the address?
Yeah. And her sister is just like, well, he just wants to write you a letter. Do you though?
No, I thought that's how Cole got the address from her son. By saying that he wanted to write an apology letter.
Yeah.
And but the kid was like, okay, here's her address. I feel like her sister would have been more careful with that information. Yes. And like had the address hidden in case Cole broke
or had a fake address.
Yeah.
Some bullshit address.
Yeah.
Like.
I thought that was strange.
Yeah. It just made me angry.
Then she dreams that the doll trashed the place and she saw his head move.
Yes.
That's a pretty bad jump scare.
It's a pretty bad jump scare. I wrote that. Doll head jump scare.
The shoes return. Brahm is sitting up with a list next to him.
Yeah.
And when you look at it from the other side, it's really sad. Fucked up, but sad.
Yeah.
From the other angle.
Mm-hmm. From the parent angle.
She then gets a phone call to follow the rules.
And it's a child's voice.
Yeah. Which I thought was weird.
Mm-hmm.
Then she sees that he had made her a PB&J.
Yeah. Like she's...
It's a PB&J like she makes for herself.
Yes. So she's like having a panic attack, like in her room, sobbing, like, leave me alone. And then there's like a knock on the door and it's a PB&J sandwich. And she's just like, she's cool with it, I guess.
Yeah. She got to where it's like, is she forgiving him?
I guess so.
Well, she might. I think at this point she's like getting convinced that like it's a haunted doll.
Yeah. As you would. Though, in that situation, whether you're a believer or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then you see Mommy and Daddy writing a letter, walking down to the water on their little holiday. And then they start filling their pockets full of rocks and wade into the water to die. I did not expect that.
Did not expect that.
Not at all.
No.
So, yeah.
They wrote Brahms a lovely letter that you get to read later.
Yeah. So their amazing vacation ended with double suicide.
Yikes.
Yeah. Greta is now following the rules.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She even reads through a phone call. The phone's ringing.
Yep.
She just reads right through it.
She shoos Malcolm away.
Yep. Malcolm comes by and she's, nope, like taking care of my boy.
Asks her to go out again. And as they go on a walk, though, at some point, I know that.
Yeah.
Is that now?
I don't know. Hang on.
I think.
No.
Okay.
Not yet.
God. Because you find out a lot more about Greta's, like, backstory.
Yeah.
On their walk.
Malcolm thinks that something funky's going on. Greta, at this point, might be going a little crazy.
There are worse jobs, though, right? Than taking care of a ghost doll. If it was just a ghost doll.
Yeah, if it was just the ghost doll. I'd be like, all right, like, don't hurt me, ghost doll. I'll follow the rules.
Yep.
I don't know why she didn't follow the rules right off the bat.
Maybe because she thought it was stupid.
So she had to be, like, tortured a little bit to, like, decide.
To get in line, apparently.
Decide to follow the rules.
Ugh.
So she asks for a spirit sign. And she dumps the trash. When she comes back, Brahms had moved.
Mm-hmm.
So she gets Malcolm to come over to see him move. She does a chalk outline of him on the floor.
Yep.
It's just sitting. she's like having fun with it. She's like smiling like it's their cute little game that they're playing together.
Brahms is quite playful.
Yeah. Because, and as the first time I saw it, I thought she was going fucking nuts.
Yeah, for sure.
Because she's all of a sudden like, I love my haunted little boy and we're just going to play these weird games. And
it reminds me a lot of Annabelle, because yeah. Annabelle too was quite playful in the beginning.
Yes.
Ooh.
Little bit of a different ending.
Yeah.
So yeah, one time she's sitting on the floor and she's like laughing and you hear noise, like you hear things moving in the room. And then
she like knocks on the wall.
Yeah.
Too.
And then they go back in and he was like sitting like perched behind the door.
Yeah.
It's so fucking creepy.
No, thank you.
That's when they go on the walk and she tells Malcolm about Cole and about how she lost her baby because yeah. of him beating on her. I also thought that scene was a little weird because she like pours her heart out to him and like tells him like why she wanted to come to yeah. England and all that.
Well, he asks her like, why did you take this job? And then it kind of like,
yeah, well, so she tells him that she lost her baby and like how sad it was, and then they kiss. I'm like, I don't know how I'd feel about
I don't that. Know either.
Maybe a hug, a good hug.
Yeah,
like I'm sorry that happened to you.
They like start making out.
Yeah. They put Brahms to bed and then it's grown-up time.
It's adult time.
It does not go well. They're like doing stuff. Well, then all of a sudden like music blasts.
Mm-hmm.
And Brahms is sitting up in bed.
Yep.
He tells her to come to town.
Yeah, because
like this is fucked up.
Well, this is when he tells her about Brahms. A little incident on his birthday.
It's after that.
Is it?
He tells her to stay in town. She says that she doesn't want to. And then that's when they like quit making out, but he's still there and they go play pool.
Yeah.
And that's when the story comes out that a little girl came over for his birthday.
Lily something rather.
Lily?
It was Lily.
I thought it was Emma.
Is it Emma?
Emily Cribbs.
Oh, yes.
Look at me go. Emily.
Emma Lily.
Emma Lily. he tells her that the little girl came over to play with Brahms.
Mm-hmm. It was his birthday party.
Birthday party. The little girl couldn't find her, and she was in the woods with her skull crushed.
Yes.
Now, she asked him... two different things. There's the pub talk and then there's like the polite story that people tell.
Yes. So originally she asks for the polite story.
The polite story was just Brahms died in a fire.
Tragedy.
The pub gossip story is that he killed this little girl.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a fire where he passed away. And just never got questioned.
Yes. Conveniently.
Conveniently. Mm-hmm. Never had to be questioned for Emily's murder because he was also dead. I want to know how bad the fire was, though, where there would be no body.
There's no body. And, like, it's clear in the house, like, when you look in the outside of the house, like, up where Brahms' room was, there's, like, fire marks. There's, like, char marks. On
really?
The, yeah, and like the windows are boarded up.
Well, how did I not notice that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like when the car drives up and she looks up at the house,
okay.
You see like that was never taken care of in 20 years. Strange.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
But if somebody is still utilizing the room.
Well, also, so now he has like a new bedroom, like baby Brahms. Has a new space
so.
In the house.
Yeah.
It's a big house, I guess.
It's a huge house.
I guess. That kind of makes sense. Malcolm wants her to leave. Greta's convinced that Brahms won't hurt her.
Yeah.
Greta goes to the attic. So she finds a photo album and she finds a photo of, or no, it's not an album. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And she finds a photo of Emily Cribbs.
Mm-hmm.
Also, why as a parent would you put that photo in a family album?
It has like Emily right there in like the middle of the picture. And then Brahms is like off to the side, like side eyeing her.
Yeah. So she took that photo, found the little girl dead. Her son tragically passed in a fire. She got those photos developed and then put them in an album.
Right. Yes. Memories.
Memories.
Oh, yeesh.
It's just really
yikes.
Strange. She then hears someone playing pool.
Malcolm's gone? No, Malcolm is still
she
there.
She thought it was Malcolm.
Mm, mm-hmm.
So she hears someone playing pool. She thinks it's Malcolm. It's actually Cole. They're having dinner. He meets Malcolm. It's
and
really awkward.
And you can tell that Greta is like immediately on edge.
Well,
immediately on edge. Like, holy fuck.
If this like
yes.
abusive ex shows up at your door.
Across
saying,
the pond.
Yeah. Saying, I have plane tickets. We're leaving tomorrow.
Pack your bags. And she tells him like, no, like I have a job to do.
What if I was actually like, what if she's actually nannying a living boy?
Yeah.
Well, she actually brings that up. She's like,
I can't leave.
Yeah.
And my charge.
No, he makes a point to say like, oh, it works out so much better that you're leaving the doll and not like a kid. Like,
fuck you, Cole.
So Malcolm is just like, all right, well, I'm out. And thankfully, like he when he goes to the car, you know that he's like thinking something.
Yeah.
Like, ideally, he would have called the police, but when the police got there, she's going to be like, everything's fine, because that's what, that happens.
Yep.
And
she does tell Malcolm, she's just like, no, like, everything's fine, even though fucking totally isn't.
And then when she hands Cole blankets and stuff and pillows to sleep on the couch, he's like, seriously?
Yeah, fucking seriously. I get very tilted with situations like this. I've been at night Mike will play Rocket League
okay
with Matt and their friend Andrew,
yeah,
and they're just like, oh man, they're tilted. So I've been saying
so now it's your new word.
It's my new word.
He wants an apology from her and then there's like some weird threats.
Yeah, he's full-blown like, no, it was your fault, like that we
you
that we
made
broke
me
up.
So mad that I beat you.
Well, that's an abuser.
I know that's the mindset.
Yeah.
And then I had to come all the way over here to bring you home
to get you. How dare you.
It seems like if he's going all that way, he'd want to like hang out in England for a little bit.
Why not?
Yeah. Not just spend thousands of dollars on plane tickets to like, but he is like bringing her home like angry.
Yeah.
Like, why do you run away? That night, Greta sleeps in bed with Brahms. She's super upset. She tells him that she needs his help.
She's like, please help me.
Yeah. So she's snuggled in Brahms' bed with him. Up, yeah. Cole wakes up to blood dripping on his face.
I don't feel bad for him whatsoever.
Yeah. Brahms is no longer in bed with Greta.
No, weird.
Weird. That's the bag of rats.
Bag of rats. So Cole wakes up, face, blood, whatever, and he turns the light on, and there's written in blood on, like, the windows above the couch, like, get out.
Yes.
And he looks in his bag, and it's just dead rats.
Bag full of dead rats.
I'm fine with this.
I mean, I'm fine with that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm fine with, I mean, how some of this goes.
Yes.
He tries to take Brahms from Greta. Malcolm runs in at this point. Like, he hears the commotion.
Yeah.
He was sleeping in the car.
Mm-hmm.
So he was, like, just in case, you know, which I thought was very nice of him to, instead of just, like, rolling out. Cole takes Brahms and smashes him.
And Malcolm and Greta are both like, don't do that. They're like begging him not to do that. And he's like, fuck this doll. It's just a fucking doll. Like,
yeah.
I almost started crying.
I did too. I was really attached to a little ghost doll.
I know.
Even though he was creepy as shit.
But still.
Yeah. Well, you just. Because Greta, like, starts caring for him. Like, yeah. Loving him. Like, mm-hmm. Her own she, child.
Like, dresses him in, like, a rain jacket and takes him outside while she's collecting rats and stuff. Like,
yeah.
Like, how he would like take care of a kid. Yeah.
At that point, big twist. They're screaming, freaking out. This big, gigantic mirror explodes.
Well, Cole's
looking into the mirror.
Like, something is moving in the walls. You don't know what it is.
He hears, like, noise. Lights are flickering. Yes. Like, all sorts of crazy shit starts happening when this doll gets smashed.
So Cole puts his little abuser face up to the mirror.
His giant Viking abuser face. His
giant Viking face. And all of a sudden, the mirror explodes.
Then this creepy-ass music starts playing.
Out of the darkness.
Out of the darkness, there's a hole behind the mirror. So I kind of wonder if it's two-way.
I think it's two-way. Yeah, for sure.
You see this, like, crazy skinny hand and arm climb out through the hole. And then there's an adult man.
Wild.
With a ceramic doll mask on.
Wild. My brain exploded.
Did it explode your brain?
It exploded. Was not expecting that.
No, I wasn't. Greg couldn't remember it.
Oh, so that's good.
He either couldn't remember it or didn't see it. Because, like, the next one that we're doing was mm-hmm. kind of the same way. He got it confused with another one.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he didn't know what to expect in that one either. But he's sitting there, and I kind of wanted to take a picture of his face because his eyes were, like, bugged out, and he's like, holy fucking shit. Like,
I had no idea it was coming. And I know, I think maybe going back
there was
and, like,
hints
watching
when you
it
watch
again.
It again. Mm-hmm. There are, like, little hints, but nothing like that.
No.
Like, I thought it had a really good twist because yes. Greg, through the whole thing, is like, he has a twin, or Malcolm's yes. the twin brother, or yes. Malcolm's Brahms.
And Malcolm absolutely could have been.
Yeah, so, like, he's, like, logical. Jumping to all these, like, crazy mm-hmm. things. Well, it turns out Brahms was burnt in the fire.
Only his face was burnt. The rest of his body, with clothes and stuff, looked
that's
very
true.
Hairy chest.
And I think that kind of made it creepier.
It made it very creepy.
Because mm-hmm. he didn't have, like, smooth baby skin.
No.
Like, from the bottom of the mask, he had, like, woolly, like, beard.
Like, beard.
And, like, neck beard. And then had a really hairy chest, too.
Yes.
So it's, like, I don't know. That just made, that, like, added to it being creepy.
Like, I
not that
feel like
hairy people are creepy.
No.
I'm saying that the
it
fact
was just
that he's wearing this
porcelain,
like, cute
face.
Mm-hmm. Porcelain face.
I don't know if the Heelshires went about this how I would have went about it. Even if my kid killed a girl, let's keep him inside. I feel like the way that they went about it made him the way that he was.
Yes.
100%. Like, he could have went to reform school or whatever, because 8-year-olds, let's face it.
He would have been, okay, so this was 91.
Yeah.
He probably would have been put into some sort of therapy program.
Well, look at Ed Kemper. He was put in therapy, too, and was totally fine after killing his grandparents at 15.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But even 15, I feel like, is different than 8.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Ed Kemper. I just was talking to somebody about him the other day.
I'm reading Mindhunter. You can totally borrow that book when I'm done.
I totally do.
So good.
So big adult Brahms climbs out of a hole in the wall.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Wild.
Malcolm hits him, tries to run with Greta. Oh, Mary explodes. Brahms immediately kills Cole.
Yeah, with part of the porcelain doll face that broke.
Yes.
Grabs it, slams it into his neck.
So he's immediately...
Did he deserve it? In your logical mind opinion, not my vengeance mind.
I would have to say yes. But maybe a little longer death.
Yes.
Than just stabbed in the neck and bleeding out quickly. But that's how I feel about beaters.
That's how Okay. I agree.
Like the guy in Joyride or whatever that like picks on the guy in the hotel office and like is kind of talks down to him and is degrading and then gets his jaw ripped off. I feel like
we had this conversation.
We have like, I don't think that that was deserved.
No. Now looking back on that, I don't think
he totally deserves that.
Did I don't think so.
Because he lived.
He did live with no jaw.
He lived.
Ooh.
Exactly. So I think maybe Cole deserves something like that.
Yes. And not to live. Cause
and not to live. We don't. Just the pain. Yeah.
Anyway.
I thought this was odd, too, because they're running all through the house, and they at one point had said that the windows were painted shut. However, break the fucking window.
Break the windows. Who
cares? You're trying to get away from a crazy-ass dude that's been living in the walls for 20 years.
Yeah.
Break a window.
Break a window. Get the fuck out of there.
Because he knows, like, Brahms knows the whole inner workings of the house. So it's not like they can,
Because he's
like,
been moving in and out of the walls for 20 fucking years.
Yes. There was a movie flaw that I did not like. He's in the walls and he's like looking out through like cracked plaster.
Mm-hmm. There's no place.
But there's nowhere that like the house is very well kept.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of like, yeah.
Do you think if when they didn't have people over like Brahms? No, Brahms was just hiding in the walls the entire time.
Yeah, because mom and dad treated the doll as if like Brahms. He was just...
Parents fuck children up.
Big time. Well, it's so that Brahms could still get like some attention. You know, he could still listen to music, still get read to.
And treated like an 8-year-old child for 20 years.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Everybody's
at fault.
At this point, there's a huge chase.
Through walls that have a space of like...
We talked about this before.
Oh, yeah, we did.
In a castle, they had wide...
We did.
Secret chambers so that people could go room to room and not...
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So the housekeeper wasn't like carrying all their shit to clean up and down the halls. They just walk through these little secret passages.
Okay. We have talked about this before.
Nobody wants to see the help, okay? The help have their own tunnels and hallways. Yeah.
It just makes me sad.
For me, for my life, because I push the carts right down the hallway. There's no secret.
There are no secret doorways hiding me.
Although it does really scare people because our elevator on the first floor either opens out into like the lobby area, or it's got a back door, like like hospitals have those a lot. And the back door goes into the laundry room. So in the morning, I'll have like my cleaning stuff and I'll open the elevator from the back. And if there's somebody in the elevator, they're always like, oh.
You open up the back elevator and just like walk in and stand next to them.
I mean, I do. A lot of times people will be like, oh, and like it'll be like a funny laugh because
they don't know.
Nobody expects that.
No.
I'm like, that's the laundry room.
Welcome.
Welcome to my dungeon. Anyway, they're doing this big crazy chase, running around. They find his hidden bedroom.
I just...
What? You have to take your glasses off for this? Are you getting a migraine?
No, but it's just this whole situation. I just feel very bad for him.
Even though he killed a girl when he was 8 years old, he bashed your head in?
Yes.
I think still... he's probably killed other people, though, too. I feel like they might have tried the nanny thing a couple times. Maybe that's why
he's like, fuck this nanny.
Maybe they intentionally get nannies from the U.S. that are on the run from their problems. So when they just vanish, it's like, well.
Do you think they knew, like, what happened to Maggie? Do you think Maggie, like, deep dived?
Maggie?
You mean Walking Greta? Dead. Yeah. Do you think they just asked her, like.
No, I think she rolled in and was pretty and was nice to the doll. And they thought, okay, we're going to die anyway. So what the fuck do we care?
True.
The letter that she finds. Oh.
We haven't talked about that.
The hidden bedroom. On the bed, there is blankets and shit piled up to look like a human figure wearing her coral dress.
And jewelry.
Which is fucking creepy. It's then so creepy. You find the suicide note.
Do you know what the suicide note said?
No, do you? What?
I have a picture of it on my phone.
Oh, look at you. That's actually very clever.
Yeah, somewhere I do.
And look at me writing everything
That's
down.
That's okay.
I thought it kind of sucked what they did.
Absolutely. Absolutely it did.
But she brought in the mail and she didn't think to look at that note.
No.
Like, when I bring in, I guess I don't, never mind. I was going to say, if I'm, like, bringing someone's mail in for them, I look at it. I don't open it, but I, like, look. But I guess I don't. What?
I thought I had it. I don't.
Oh, my gosh. You're impossible.
It's essentially just, like, dearest Brahms, we've loved you forever, because I remember reading it and I was just like,
are you gonna like drunk history this?
I am. I have loved you forever and blah 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 blah. And she goes on to say, you know, the girl is yours now. We handpicked her. We love you forever. The end. I think Mike sounds like he's typing, and I'm wondering if he's like.
He is typing, but I don't. Was he actually listening to us?
I don't know.
Okay. I don't know. I'm not going to try to look for it because I don't even know where to start.
Yeah.
I have a question for you. Now, I realize he has been. What?
I found it.
Okay.
But you can ask,
no, go ahead.
Ask the question. I mean, I kind of found it. I found like half of it.
There's probably super fans out there that like have it memorized,
that are like, oh my god,
or have it like tattooed on them. What I want to know is, I realize that he's been climbing around through the walls for 20 years, but don't you think Greta and Malcolm could have ganged up on him and beat his ass?
Absolutely.
Like, why does
he think he's like pumping iron?
Why does he have this superhuman strength when like he hasn't even seen the sunshine in 20 years?
Yeah.
Oh, he would be really vitamin deficient.
He would be, there would be a lot of things wrong with him, and not just mentally.
What?
Yeah, no, there would be a lot. What I said essentially summed it up. We cannot bear to live with what you have become. The girl is yours now.
Creepy. I mean, they didn't run that by her.
No. It wasn't just like, here, you're a mate for our 28-year-old son who's really 8. Here
and a go. Complete psychopath since we've had him tucked in the walls for 20 years.
There are parenting issues. But who am I to judge, right?
Who am I to judge? I think they'd be able to beat his ass.
Yeah.
Greta makes it out.
Yes.
While Cole knocks Malcolm unconscious.
Yes.
Wait, not Cole.
Brahms
knocks Malcolm.
Cole's dead.
Brahms knocks Malcolm unconscious while Greta's escaping. Well, she escapes, decides to come back inside and save Malcolm.
Yeah.
Which was nice.
It was very nice.
And I kind of wonder, too, like, I understand that Brahms is jealous of Malcolm. Do you think he would kill him over that? Because she basically asked Brahms to kill Cole.
Yeah.
in not, she asked for help. But do you think that Branch would kill Malcolm too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because Greta is his now.
Ah, yes. And if he can read the note, why does he need to be read to every day? Why don't they just leave books for him?
And that note was written in cursive, and nobody reads cursive anymore.
Nobody reads cursive or writes cursive?
Both.
I kind of write in cursive.
I try to, but...
yeah. She then tells Brahms that she won't leave. She puts Brahms to bed.
It's time to go to bed now, Brahms.
Yeah. You've been a little dick. You've murdered some people. Get your ass in bed.
Get your shit together.
She gets him in bed, goes to give him a kiss goodnight, and it was all icky because he wanted to, like, actually kiss her.
Yeah.
And she stabs him.
She's like, no, no. Yeah. Yeah.
He throws her off of him once again.
Superhuman strength.
Chokes her. And she pushes the screwdriver in farther. And then she runs to save Malcolm. Then you think that Brahms is dead, but you see the doll, like, being glued back together.
Yes. Why?
So that they could make a sequel.
Oh. Bingo.
Yeah. He can't die. They need a sequel. Yeah. Which I kind of want to see.
I do too.
How does he go about hiring a nanny for himself? What happens to the house?
So apparently, and I looked into what the sequel was.
Okay.
Or is going to be at some point.
No, it came out in 2020.
Did it?
I think so.
Shut up.
Well, I mean... No, but
because it was the brown haired girl that was in the new, not People Under the Stairs, the with the little things that like that poisoned the girl and like dragged her to hell.
What?
The creepy little things. Don't be afraid of the dark.
Oh, I would have never guessed that. The way you're doing your hands, I thought it was Stranger Things.
No. Holmes. Katie Holmes.
Ooh.
She supposedly was supposed to be in it, and it was essentially them and her kids buying the house or, like, moving into the house and not knowing. I don't know how that would happen.
Buying the house, moving in. Okay, well, there's a lot of cast members. It is. It's called Brahms, the boy. Came out in 2020 and it is Katie Holmes. Looks like probably the guy that's supposed to be your husband in it. Some cute kids.
Is James Russell still Brahms?
Oh, that is a good question. Good thing we did all this research before we recorded.
Well, again, we're not professionals.
This was actually nominated for a couple awards, but
maybe I'll have to watch it.
I kind of want to.
Yeah.
I don't see...
I always wonder about this, though. Like, okay, Greta and Malcolm have left. Didn't they police?
What are they doing with Cole's dead body?
Brahms? Yeah, exactly.
They just roll out. I would like a little more wrap up.
I need more closure.
Yeah.
I need cops showing up.
And how, do they, like... trap Brahms? Like, how would you even get him out of that house?
I don't know. It'd be like a Mike Myers situation. He already has superhuman strength. He's never dying.
Yeah. So does the house just set empty?
I need to know.
I would assume it would be willed to someone. Oh, yeah. After family moves into the Heelshire mansion... their young son soon makes friends with a lifelike doll called Brahms. And it looks like the little boy from the preview is like painting up his face to look nice again.
Oh, lovely.
But yeah,
there needs to be more wrap up.
Agreed.
That's my big problem with this. But other than that, I really liked it.
I liked it too. I thought it was good. I liked the jump scares in it.
First time seeing it. So it was very shocking.
And I like the jump scares because they weren't gross. It was just the doll, like, moving from here to there.
Yeah.
It wasn't. And then, like, the big twist at the end.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
So, yeah, I liked it. I don't know if I would run around telling everyone, like, oh, you have to watch this.
No. Sienna and I actually talked about it, and she said, it's not scary, it's just weird. Like, yeah. It's not necessarily a scary movie that you would watch every Halloween or something.
Exactly.
But it is.
Maybe we should just add that to the podcast. Is this like a month of October film for you?
Yeah.
Oh, which I talked to Leanne and she watched and listened to Carnival of Souls and she liked them both.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yay.
I told her, I said, I knew that you. Yeah. It's just like right up her alley. I thought she would like it. So I'm glad that she did.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, I don't know if I would like recommend it to everybody, but I mean, it's not a bad movie.
If somebody said I watched it, I'd like chat about it, but I, mm-hmm. yeah, I wouldn't go recommending it.
I mean, Lauren Cohen is lovely in anything she does.
She's so beautiful.
I know. Anyway, if you like what you hear and you want to know what we're going to be doing later on, follow us on Instagram. It's Slasher Movie Review, all one word, all lowercase. We also have a Facebook page, Slasher Movie Review, and a website, slashermoviereview.com.
Yes, and I just found out, I didn't know this, but you can rate on Spotify now. And I never could rate our podcast before that.
Yeah.
Like that was just a iTunes thing.
So go do that, but only if you like us.
Oh, that's so needy and sad, but true. So true. All right. I hope everybody has a good week, and I'm really excited about the next one we're doing, which is for Mom's birthday.
Terrified. Anyway. All right. Goodbye.